What does it take to impart a blessing? What does it take to impart a blessing? I've been thinking about just words and etymology of words, origins of words and stuff like that. So many words that we use commonly are actually fascinating in their origin. Like impart means to, im meaning like to force outward. And part is derived from these old verbs of the sort that we use for like birth. You know, everybody knows the phrase postpartum depression, post-birth depression. So in part means like to birth something outward. Not interesting? What does it take to impart a blessing to someone? Think about it. Particularly you veteran Christians, you folks who've been hanging around Blue Water for a while, tell me, what does it take to impart a blessing? Think about it for 8 seconds and then tell me your brilliant answers. What does it take to impart a blessing, to birth a blessing in someone else? Yeah, Brian. Faith and try. Faith and try. Now, see, that's a Blue Water answer right there. That man should be wearing a t-shirt. Because we say at Blue Water, faith means trying. And there's something about faith that we understand, those of us who've been following Jesus, is sort of central to the way the order of heaven flows on the earth. To work with God, we have to trust God. We have to, you know, work trustingly with him. That's where the word faith comes from. Was it Stefan had it? Oh, work together in partnership. So in the kingdom of heaven on earth, teamwork counts, right? So if you're going to bless someone, exploit the brothers and sisters around you and use them as well in the project of blessing. That's good. That's smart. Yeah. It takes intentionality. Oh, that's a fancy word. That's like an SAT word. You have to do it on purpose, right? It's almost like you have to want to do it. You have to intend to do it. Intend is another one of those fascinating words you go through. So don't just do it casually. Put something into it. That's good. Mike?
You have to have empathy for the person and the
person's situation. Oh, you have to have empathy for the person and the person's situation. Empathy, another fascinating word. Literally to experience the pain of someone else. That just sort of calls to mind all of these really cool Christian principles. We have this thing called intercession. We have this idea of carrying the burden of someone else. You have to identify, you have to become someone else in the sense that you have to support their suffering. Fascinating. Yes, Rania. We need to believe. We have so many words for faith, right? Believe, trust, faith, confidence. So there's something about that that makes it work. You cannot buy into the illusion of the world. You have to believe the truth of creation. So I'm like, one more. I'll take the answer from the best Christian. Yeah, what do you got?
Imparting a blessing involves intentionally wishing or decreeing goodness. Someone usually by invoking divine favors or prayers.
Have we now stooped to using ChatGPT to answer the warm-up questions? Is that what's going on here? Oh my gosh. I mean, I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming. And there it is. There it is. That's sort of the all of the above answer. In other words, like, I mean, a whole lot could go into it. A great question. Well, I mean, this is our healing service, which fundamentally is a service in which we just give a big chunk of our time over to the ministry of one person blessing another, or a few people blessing another person. We're just going to try and heal some people in the power of God, which I think we can all agree is a blessing. I think we can all agree is sort of an impartation. It's sort of like a birthing, a good thing into someone else's life. We've been blessed with a lot of great healing stories recently. We had an exciting one in our Ohana group. There's a guy in our group who just went into the hospital. Wasn't this week, but it was the previous. Complete renal failure, death sentence. Doctors thought he was going to die. And so word went out. We all just started praying one afternoon. And about 15 minutes later, inexplicably, his kidneys kind of came back to life. And he got out of the hospital Oh, he wanted to be here today, but he's just like exhausted from the hospitalization. We'll probably hear his testimony in the next couple of weeks. And I know that the doctors were flummoxed, says my editor. Flummoxed is probably one of those fascinating words. I have no idea where that one comes from. Flummoxed. Yeah, the doctors are mystified. But I mean, you know, that makes for a great story. We understand that those sorts of miraculous healings, those sorts of divine healings, are blessings. A blessing that we would indeed like to share one person to the other. It makes me think about what it takes to be a blessor. What is it like? Do I need to be blessed in order to bless? You know, that sort of thing. Do I need to be healed in order to heal? That sort of thing. Anyway, I've been thinking about all that stuff this week in preparation for the healing service, and I thought that I would read as our scripture today, just take about 3 minutes and go through it in preparation for our ministry time. I would read one of the most catch-all, weirdest supernatural statements that Jesus ever makes. It's from Mark chapter 16. We'll throw the text up on the big board here, or you could read along in your personal Bibles. What's happening in Mark 16 is that this is the Gospel of Mark. It's the first gospel ever written in history. It's the second gospel in your Bible. It comes after Matthew, but in fact, Matthew was based on Mark. So it's basically like the earliest Christian document in broad circulation at the time. And it's 16 chapters long, so this is like about the last paragraph, maybe the second to last paragraph in the Gospel of Mark. And it's Jesus's, essentially, his final words to his disciples before he leaves earth, ascends to heaven. So last bits of advice. This conversation is recorded in a few different places and a few different books in the Bible. And, you know, with a little minor variation, they're all consistent. Some people emphasize one thing, some people another. But they all kind of agree that it went along these lines. So Jesus' final advice to the people that would be following him, he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach good news to all creation." I always like that line because it jumps out at me. It doesn't say preach good news to all the people. It's like to all creation. Like you could not get more general than this. Go into all the world and preach good news to all the world. I mean, everybody, everything that you see, all the birds, all the insects, all the people, apparently even Yankees fans. All creation, everybody counts. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. That word saved is the Greek word sozo, which is one of those words that means literally restored. In other places in the Bible, it means healed. It's translated healed or sometimes delivered, sometimes restored, sometimes freed. We tend to translate it saved in our modern English translations, but whoever believes and is baptized will be fully restored. But whoever does not believe will be condemned. And that word means like dismissed, not restored. And these signs will accompany those who believe. There's that word again for the third time, believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. All right. They will speak in new tongues. Weird, but fairly common in the Christian church. They will pick up snakes with their hands. Can we just say ick? I think the point being they will pick up poisonous snakes with their hands and think nothing of it. There's a famous story in the book of Acts about Paul being bitten by a very venomous asp, but he just shakes it off and goes on with his business, no problem. And when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. So even poison does not touch them. What's fascinating to me about that line is when. And when they drink deadly poison, it's like, when does one drink deadly poison? Excuse me. But evidently, people are going to be trying to poison Christian disciples. And indeed, poison was a popular method of execution. And there are plenty of examples of the early Christians being poisoned to death, except it didn't work. They will place their hands on sick people, and they will get well. Snaps for that. In other words, I think Jesus is saying, most generally, let's just take a step back and listen to this. People who believe in Jesus and follow him, that word belief in Greek is more general. You could substitute faith. You could substitute trust. You could substitute a phrase like people who have confidence in Jesus, because that word confidence literally just means confide, with faith. Those who follow Jesus with faith. They will be supernatural people. They'll all look a little bit weird. They'll be a little bit off. And Jesus says, this is going to be a signature of the people of God. Like throughout the rest of history, everybody who believes and is baptized, in other words, is serious about believing, it's going to made it a lifestyle. They will all be supernaturally weird. And that's just going to be a signature of the people of God. So turn to somebody, your left, your right, look them in the eye and say, weirdo. Yeah. With conviction, evidently. With conviction. Look, guys, there are a lot of ways to be weird. Not all of them are good, but it's, you know, everybody has a gift. Everybody's gonna be a signature weird, you might call it. And the question that occurs to me about that is like, why? I mean, why is this necessary? Why does God design the universe this way? And that's probably the subject to a longer sermon, not a healing service sermon. But we are supposed to be supernaturally distinctive, right? We are supposed to be more than natural. There's supposed to be something a little odd about the way we bless people. There are lots of ways to bless people in the world, lots of ways to help people out. But one of the ways in which Jesus followers help people out is that they're able to do supernatural things for them. And one of the signatures of being able to do supernatural things for somebody is that a lot of supernatural things just percolate in your life. Like maybe you speak in tongues. You yourself are a bit impervious to things like poisons. And maybe you're uniquely fearless. Maybe you walk through life in such a way that things that damage normal people just don't damage you. You know, you're kind of supernaturally resilient. There's going to be something different about you, supernaturally speaking. And because there's going to be something different about you, supernaturally speaking, I don't know, maybe people will come to your healing services and think that you're just the type of person to help them out. When they need a little supernatural blessing. Can I hear an amen to that? Amen. Belief is an important qualifier. That word appears a lot in this short passage. Jesus is saying, well, one of the big distinctives for the people that follow me will be their belief, their trust, their faith, their trying, because at Blue Water, faith always means trying. Faith isn't the things that you believe in. Faith is how you use your belief, right? It's how you put it into action. There are a lot of passages about there that as well. And all the good that we've ever done at Blue Water Mission, all the good that we've ever done in our healing ministry, all the good that we've ever done through our healing services, and there has been quite a bit of it, has been done because we try. Is because we try things in the spirit of weird passages like this, that we actually believe Jesus when he says stuff like this. I mean, like, we actually believe it. And I'm like really, really, turn to somebody and say, no, really. Because we think Jesus was a real person with a real mission and really from God, and the words that he spoke are really true, and therefore it's important, it's vital, it is absolutely necessary to try the things that he said to do. And then as a result, well, we feel like it qualifies us to be a blessing. As a result, we think that it makes us able to say, God bless you, in such a way that, well, a miracle of birth happens, that things are birthed into the world, things are birthed into bodies that would not otherwise exist, which is what birth is, right? Birth is taking something that doesn't exist and making it exist. That's really what we're doing today. We're speaking a new nugget of life into existence in maybe a broken shoulder or an ulcerated stomach or a blood disease or among cancerous cells who have become disorderly, that sort of thing. That's what we're about. So let me tell you how this service will work. In a second, I'll just pray for the Holy Spirit to come over the crowd, and we'll just try to heal a bunch of people. We'll probably start just doing it where you are. I don't know how many of you came today in need of a healing miracle, but you're in a good plot, a good spot. Church is a great place to come when you need a healing miracle. And then as the service goes on, we'll narrow it down a little bit and invite you to come up receive some special prayer from our ministry team if you haven't already gotten healed by that point. That's the idea. How many of you, I don't need to be snarky about this, but how many of you follow Jesus, believe in him, and have seriously committed to it? Raise them really, really high. All right, so you're the ministry team. Because one of the great things about this system of faith that people often call Christianity is that Jesus said, these signs will follow those who believe. It's not like these signs will follow the special ones that God picked out. You know, if you're a Buddhist, bad news for you. There's maybe one Buddha per generation. You know, go for it. But if you're a Christian, like everybody gets to play. We are called a kingdom of priests. Like the entire church is filled with ministers. And if you believe, then you're in, right? That qualifies you to bless people, to say God bless you and to have it actually count. That's just lovely. I like that. Some people are particularly gifted at it, so we'll let them range as well. So can we get started? You guys believing? All right. That's helpful. That's really helpful. Because I find that when people believe in their followership of Jesus, good things tend to happen. Can I just ask, let me take a survey, how many of you came today with something in need of healing? Go ahead and raise your hand, provided that it's not your arm that's broken or something. raise your hand for a second. Let me see. There's a lot of you, so I just want to make sure that you come today with something that needs to be healed. Beautiful. Well, I mean, you know what I mean. Thank you. Thank you for doing that. So that's a fair number. So how many of you came with something which if it were immediately healed, you would immediately know? So I'm not talking about like high blood pressure, which we need a cuff to tell, but you know, it's like, I don't know, your arm's broken or you're currently feverish or something. So raise your hand for me. Like if it were immediately healed, you could probably immediately tell. This is a very sick row, right? What's going on at your house? You all live together. I know this. All right. Well, that's like about a third. So can I have you people who just raised your hands, if you were immediately healed, you could immediately tell. Could you just stand where you are? We'll just start that way. Just stand. If you were immediately healed from whatever is ailing you today, you could immediately tell. Let's just start there. So like you have some pain and it would go away, that sort of thing. All right. And if you're right next to somebody who's also in need, just spread out a little bit. Brilliant. All right. So I'm just going to pray for the presence of the Spirit to come and help us out. Luke 5 says, "And the Holy Spirit was present to heal many, and all were healed." Sometimes just the general presence of God helps us out. I'm going to pray for the presence of the Holy Spirit to heal all of us. And then I'm going to invite the ministry team, everybody who raised their hands formally, to stand up and gather around these people and bless them with healing. Let's try to get a few Blue Water veterans in each group. Father God, we pray as Jesus taught us to pray. Glory to your name. Let your kingdom come and let your will be done on this earth exactly as it is in heaven. We know that there's no sickness in heaven, Lord. So we pray that the order of heaven would manifest in this place and that we would see some supernatural weirdness today. We believe, Lord, we've been following you, and we ask, Lord, that you would empower us to be a blessing, and indeed that all of those standing would receive a blessing in God's name this morning. In Jesus' name, brothers and sisters, be blessed. God bless you. Receive in your body now the inheritance of those who believe, a cure for your sickness, an end to your pain, a knitting of your bodies. In the name of Jesus, be healed. In the name of Jesus, be pain-free. In the name of Jesus, adjust bodies, adjust. In the name of Jesus, be blessed with health. All right, stand up, gather around somebody near that is standing. Even if you're visiting today, come on, jump in a prayer circle. You're at church. It's an interesting place to be. Ask the person for a one-sentence description of their medical issue. Yeah. If you're waiting for somebody to gather around you to heal you, nobody's there yet, raise your hand. Make sure everybody's covered. Ask for a one-sentence medical description, and then bless them. Oh, hey, we need somebody up here praying for Michael. It may have to just be me. All right. One, two, three, go. Bless them. More, Lord. Enough talking, more praying, more blessing. Go. The more, Lord, let your spirit come on earth as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus, the pain stops. In the name of Jesus, the back straightens. It cracks in as well. In the name of Jesus, I speak strength to you. Strength to you. Strength to you. More, Lord. In the name of Jesus, feel that strength. What has been natural is now supernatural. In the name of Jesus, receive strength. You know, your body is not purely a physical thing. It is creation. More, Lord. More, Lord. Pain stops. In the name of Jesus, that headache is clearing. The head is clearing. Feel light. Feel light. Yeah, I like it. All right. Ask him to try it out. Ask him to try it out. This is the batch that should immediately be able to tell, so ask him to try it out. Test it. All right, guys, if this is going to work, you're actually going to have to listen to me. Have them try it out now. Have them try it out now. Test it. Test it. All right. If it's not 100% better, apply the blessing again. Repeat it. I'll give you 60, 90 more seconds. If it's not already perfect, do it again. Try it out. Do it with some faith. God bless you. We, the people of God, bless you in Jesus' name. All right. And have them try it out again. I need to lead this, okay? All right, have them try it out again. Oh, my gosh. Everybody clap once. Everybody clap twice. Everybody clap three times. You guys are so into ministry, but we're trying to do this as a group. So if you haven't had them try it out, I'll give you 15 seconds to try it out. See how it's going. All right, can I just ask, how many of you have already experienced a little blessing, a little change? Let me see what happened over here. All right, everybody, pay attention to me, if you will. I have no idea how Jesus did the Sermon on the Mount, no amplification. You guys are like herding cats. All right, we'll keep going later, but if you could just like, thank you, all right. So what my question was, like, that was just a first round. I'm asking to see, well, how many have already experienced a little change? And there was it Richard? Your finger could not move because it was broken. Wow. Was it one of those things where it broke and then it set and you couldn't move it? Or it was just busted recently? You couldn't move it before. The holy finger. Oh, that's fun. So, like, I don't know, the whole bone changed there. That was cool. Who else? Anybody already experienced that? What happened here? Yes. Yeah. One of the hip pointers. Those hurt so much. Good? There? It's like a hip flexor injury. That's good, because you're really active, aren't you? Yeah. Anyone else? Who else? You've already experienced. Yeah, what happened here, Tyler? Oh, so sort of the proverbial back strain. And what's happened here?
I didn't ask for healing, but I did have a headache, and then you asked the headache to go away.
So she didn't ask for healing because, you know, Mia. But she came in with a headache, and I had that word about a headache disappearing, and then your headache disappeared. That's what happened? So God was like, Missy. Yeah, that's cool. Who else? Okay. If you're raising your hand and I'm not seeing you, I apologize. But that's good for a first round. So we have, we're okay on time. So for those of you who are healed, great, jump into a ministry circle. And let's just pray really quickly. For the people who stood up for prayer but have not received healing yet, and we'll give that like 5 minutes. And then we're going to take another break, and so you have to listen to me. And we're going to bring the ministry team up front. And these are people, some of whom are quite gifted at this. And then we'll just pray for the people who have a condition such that if it were healed, they could not immediately know. Like everyone else will get ministry at that point. So in about 5 minutes, we're going to have to break again. I'll call the ministry team up front, and then we'll end with a lot of intense ministry for those people. Is that clear? Is that a good plan? Are you going to buy into the plan? Is that a good plan? All right. So if you're not already healed, receive some ministry. Circle up again, guys. If you have been healed or the person you were ministering to has been healed, just go join another group. Go join another group. 1, 2, 3, go. You don't have to say anything different. You don't have to do anything different. Just repeat the process.
Guys are doing great. Keep it up. More, Lord. You know, even Jesus had to take a couple whacks at healing sometimes. Like in the blind man outside Bethsaida, it took him a couple whacks to cure him. Sometimes bodies are just a little slow. Let your kingdom come, Lord. Let your kingdom come. Bless you, Lord. All right. I mean, check it out. Check it out every once in a while. Ask the person to try it out. That, too, is a great act of faith. More, Lord. I just bless the obedience of your body in Jesus' name. Receive your freedom. More, Lord. The Lord is with you. Go, go. Somebody's feeling a lot of heat in their back and shoulder. I sense just the hand of the Lord upon you. Jesus loves you a lot. Jesus loves you. Today is a good day. Shift in Jesus' name. I just speak alignment into that joint, those tendons. Your body remembers how to be healthy and whole. Your body remembers how to be healthy and whole. All right. Let's try it out, guys. Let's try it out. Try it out. You guys are awesome. In Jesus' name, amen. Everybody clap once. I know, very rude of me to interrupt your ministry time. Can I ask really quickly, who received a little healing in that round? It's feet of the change. At this point, nobody's paying attention to me. What happened to you? So your knee got realigned, but while that was going on, you just felt the Lord speaking to you about some life alignment as well. And so, that often goes together, right? And as you kind of repented for one. So you couldn't do that? How'd you hurt it? Rock climbing. Yes. Is that what you repented from, the rock? No? Well, that's just kindness of the Lord. Like, heals the knee, but along the way, it's like, you know what? I'm also just going to free you from that thing that you need to be freed from, that other thing. That's cool. Anyone else receive something at that time? Yeah, what happened back here? The pain went away. Pain went away. And this gentleman has lung cancer, you said. So at least the pain lifted. Let's get the rest of it. Like, I don't know. Maybe that's a total healing. But we have no CT. So keep ministering to that. That's really, I mean, we call that a sign. That's a good sign. And the Well, I'm sorry if I missed someone else, but in the spirit of keeping moving, if you could kind of just gravitate back toward the area where you were sitting originally. And if you have something now that you either you have not received a ministry yet, or you're just not perfectly healed, in 30 seconds, I'm going to invite you to come forward and receive some ministry from our prayer team. Preparatory to that, if you're on the ministry team at all, if you're on the prayer ministry team, you're a blog grad or an Ohana group leader or something like that, could you come forward, please, and array yourself across the front? We're going to need to spread out and have quite a number of ministers. So come on forward. You can crash that stuff, John. Come on forward. Yeah. Thanks. John wants to, he's got a word from the Lord about praying for someone who has, you call it beaker sickness, which is like basically a manifestation of stress in the body that appears in all sorts of ways. So stress traumatized body, evidently there's a term for it, I did not know. But if that term means something to you, if he had to look it up, but maybe you've heard that from a doctor or a therapist or something, come get ministry from this guy. Anybody else have a specific word of knowledge about something they want to pray for? Some sort of foot infection. See the lovely gal in orange there for a foot infection. So the reason the Lord does stuff like that and gives these words of knowledge is because he doesn't want you to pull a Mia. He doesn't want you to come in with a headache and then not receive ministry. And so the Lord is giving you a special invitation. Like, no, do not leave the church without getting some ministry from someone. The Lord has you on his agenda, and that too is a very, very good sign. All right, so if you are in need of healing, you either did not receive it fully during the first two rounds, or you're one of those people that have not received ministry yet, could you please come forward? Don't leave the house of God without letting somebody bless you in Jesus' name. We'll create some space up front. We'll spread out. We might need to spread out, but go ahead and come forward. Tyler, maybe remove the seats. Could you guys maybe do what you can to make space? Could you guys help me out? Maybe clear that first row. Spread out a little bit. Come on forward. And then I'll just pray over us. And in about 5 minutes' time, we'll dismiss formally, but let's just do this. Spread out down the aisles if you need. That too is fine. Blue Water veterans, don't let anybody stand around and not receive ministry, yeah? This is a healing service free for all. All right, let me pray to start this off, and then we'll give it some intense minutes. Father God, may your presence be here to heal many. In the name of Jesus, brothers and sisters, all who are broken, all who are in pain, all who need restoration, in Jesus' name, God bless you today. God bless you in this moment. The breath of creation be upon your body. In the name of Jesus, receive God in your sinews, in your bones, in your fibers, in your molecules. In the name of Jesus, we speak the order of creation against the decay of death and destruction. In the name of Jesus, be blessed. Be blessed. And all that we have in Jesus' name, we give you now. All right, guys, minister. And if you're just seated in the chairs, believe with us if you would. Believe with us if you would. As the passage says, belief. is a great capacitator for heaven. In the name of Jesus, I speak a restoration of resilience. That which is worn is restored. In the name of Jesus, I sense a restoration of sensory neurology, where it's been difficult for you to taste or to smell or to see. In the name of Jesus, receive restoration right now. Even the taste of health on your tongue. What has been bitter is sweet. In the name of Jesus, what has been bitter is made sweet. You got a word?
Yeah.
Sure. What's your word? Grab the mic. I don't know. One of the colored ones there. All right, go ahead. Really loud.
I feel like there was someone who had a traumatic experience, like maybe in the ocean or like something to do with waves, and they're like just scared to go back in the ocean, and they have like some sort of lasting injury. And if that is possibly you, I would love to pray for you. I'll be around, or you can come over here.
All right, so Naomi has a word. You've had some traumatic experience in the ocean. It's left you injured and traumatized a bit. See these young ladies. They'd be happy to free you from that. Keep going, guys. You're doing great. Keep going, guys. You're doing great. You're doing great. Let your kingdom come, Lord. Let your kingdom come. More, Lord. Thank you, Father. So we'll try to let this continue, but those of you who are seated, let's stand for dismissal, please. One thing I like to say at healing services that we do here and I don't know all over the world at this point is that it's never any fancier than this. It doesn't look spectacular, but we tend to get spectacular stories after. So thank you for participating. Go ahead and open your hands to receive your blessing this week. In the name of Jesus, people of God, I bless you to carry a blessing into the world. Jesus blesses you that you might be a blessing wherever you go. You are those who bring order. You are those who bring restoration. You are those who bring peace. And I bless you in the name of Christ to receive order and restoration and peace in your own soul today. Go forth changed and fortified. The Lord is with you. In Jesus' name, everybody says,